Here's an update on what's sometimes called the digital divide. For years, surveys showed African Americans and Latinos had fewer computers at home than white people did. That might still be true, but something else seems to be happening with cell phones. Blacks and English-speaking Latinos are more likely to use cell phone features like text messaging, emails, and music. NPR's Felix Contreras reports on the reasons why.
You want to know who's using fancy phones? Check out these three teenagers pausing at a crosswalk in a busy pedestrian mall.
Can I ask you what you're doing right now?
I am texting.
And who are you texting?
This guy.
Jasmine Miller and her friends Alexis and Jamila White are on their way home after an evening out in a Washington, D.C. suburb. Miller is a 16-year-old African-American. Sisters Alexis and Jamila are 16 and 13 and are Panamanian. They represent one of the four main reasons why blacks and Latinos rank so high as users. Networking. Meaning, they text, and now they've pulled their parents in. Sisters Alexis and Jamila.
I mean, they text to us to, like, tell us while they're working, like, what we're going to do after school. Well, my dad thinks it's cool. Yeah, he's just learned all this new technology.
That cross-generational exchange is typical of how the use of technology catches on, then spreads among just about all ethnic groups. It just happens more often among blacks and Hispanics. Both the Pew Center and the Nielsen Company show blacks and Hispanics are using their phones more robustly than whites. You can see the numbers from the Pew report on our website. Nielsen's numbers say Hispanics pay about $10 more per month on their cell phone bills than the average because of the increased services. In a cell phone store just off the pedestrian mall, sales rep Gustavo Rojas is selling a Spanish-speaking couple an upgrade on their cell phone service. The customers don't have a computer at home, so they're adding texting and an internet connection. Their purchase represents reason number two. A mobile upgrade is cheaper than paying for home broadband and a computer. Rojas says he has seen advanced use increase among his customers.
People are so sophisticated now that, you know, in their countries they might not have been so tech savvy, but here they come and they use the service and they know how to chat better than I do. You know, they come to show me things rather than me showing them things sometimes.
Just down the street from the store, Ornelio Perez is waiting for a bus after a day at his landscaping job. He's 46, from Guatemala, and represents another of the four reasons for the increased use, convenience. He says sometimes his family in Guatemala leaves him a text message or he sends one to them. For them, it's easier to stay in contact across borders and time zones with texting or using cell phones.
You cool with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
You cool with what you got?
Not too far from the suburban mall in a Washington, D.C. high school, we find a group that represents the fourth reason for increased usage, youth. Latinos and blacks skew much younger than whites, so many of them become young early adopters. Senior LaJuan Johnson says she uses a cell phone because of the cost and convenience.
I decided I wanted a phone more than a laptop. Like, you have to worry about Wi-Fi and all that stuff. And you're not really always going to be able to take your laptop anywhere you go. So a phone is more convenient.
And while I'm interviewing Johnson, classmate Robert Charmer, who's sitting right next to her, gets a text message from her.
Who's texting you?
She just texted me.
She did? You see, I'm sitting right next to each other.
Just talking and texting is just that easy.
Just a few years ago, these mischievous teens may have been on the losing side of the so-called digital divide. But with their sophisticated uses of handheld devices, blacks and Latinos may be looking across that gap from the other side. Felix Contreras, NPR News.